Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Remember when we talked about Community College of Philadelphia? And I think it's George Washington University. Their mascot was the Colonials. Who knew this was going to be a problem? You know, who knew that you'd have to worry about this? And how would Colonials offend? Well, because of people that have been indoctrinated and don't understand the difference between the Colonials or the colonial period and colonialism that we think we're celebrating are going nuts to take these mascots away. And Philadelphia Community College has done that. Now they've taken it away. This is all by the way of saying something a listener sent me on Sunday. And it comes from Cherry Hill East High School. Remember the last time we were at Cherry Hill was with that teacher. I'm not sure exactly how that ended up, by the way, who was dismissed from class because some of the things he said about school shootings around the time of Parkland, right? Well, the principal writes a letter, Dennis Perry, and Bill and I are going to be trying to get somebody on there. Bill, just I didn't say that yet, but I'm sure the principal won't come on. I'm going to give you some of the stuff he said in this letter around the prom. I believe this is the senior prom. Now, they're going to be at the Constitution Center, and you can say, well, wait a minute, Tom, the Constitution Center is in 1776. I know, but it's more appropriate to say the theme is party like it's 1776. Get it? I don't know why you're holding a prom at the Constitution Center, to be serious. I'm not sure. I didn't know that was a big prom destination. But maybe they mix in some history along with the other stuff that goes on at proms today. All right. Oh, no. Can't be doing this. Some members, says the principal, some members of our school community, probably two or one big mouth, were offended by a statement written on our senior prom ticket. The statement called for students to, quote, party like it's 1776. He says, I'm writing to apologize for the hurt feelings this reference caused for members of our school family. It was insensitive and irresponsible not to appreciate that not all communities can celebrate what life was like in 1776. Do you see how insidious this is? Do you see how crazy this is? Let me make one other point, too. If you don't follow the show every day, and that's a problem, I'm going to tell you that right now. Meredith Vieira, I think it's the first, is tonight or tomorrow night, I'm looking at the TV guide here, is doing the show that we told you about in which she's going to be talking about what America reads. What's the number one thing that we all want to read? So yesterday, the New York Post published the 100, or it's 100 books that made the final, and the top 50 or 60 novels. Then nonfiction will come the next time, right? Huckleberry Finn's not in there. It's the same thing. Huckleberry Finn, you morons, is the American book. It is the greatest American book. That's it. The case is closed. All right. Can't be on there for the obvious reasons. The Godfather's on there. I love The Godfather. But Mario Puzo ain't Mark Twain. Right? He's not going down the East River in a riverboat or whatever. There's nothing like that. I like The Godfather. It's not the quintessential book. Dom, you're going to pay for that remark. So I'm looking at this guy, and now he's saying 1776 is suspect. It was insensitive and irresponsible. I especially apologize to our African-American students, whom I have let down by not initially recognizing the inappropriateness of this wording. You can expect that we will do better as a school community to produce well-thought-out, appropriate communications in an effort to right this wrong. So it's not enough to say, all right, you know, we made a little flaw here. Party like it's 1776. The following will happen. Students will not be required to bring their prom tickets to gain entrance to the prom. We have a record who purchased the ticket. A name will be sufficient. This way you don't have to see party like 1776. All students will receive a commemorative prom ticket at the prom. These will feature a new design and will be distributed to all attendees. So what should the name be, since we don't know now, since they're not going to party like in 1776? We need to help the Cherry Hill Dr. Dennis Perry. We need to help Dr. Perry with what should be on the new ticket. 855-839-1210. Moving forward, in an effort to learn from this experience, safeguards will be added to ensure that a diverse group of people view all information before it's distributed from the school. Hey, are we going to send out that absentee list? Hey, do you have the diversity committee here? Nope. Can't do it. How about the fire drill? You know, the school's burning. No, diversity committee has to meet. It might be offensive to say there's a fire. Somebody might have some reason why fire is something that they were raised with and they think is appropriate. I'd like to thank members of our school community for their caring and thoughtful conversations while discussing this sensitive issue. Think about how this degrades everything. If this is a sensitive issue, then think of all the truly sensitive things that are out there. And how do we arrive at this point? So we need to help Cherry Hill East High School. And I wonder if that man, if that history teacher, the guy that got bounced and they wanted to give a psychiatric and a physical and all that too, remember that whole case? If he's back there, uh-oh, there might be trouble here. I was thinking about him today. I love that guy. What would he say about the prom ticket? This, I know we say this each time it happens. And I would love to see, you can always call and tell me, what's the one, because they happen so rapidly now. This is one of the all-timers, though, of things that you, now I'm told the word picnic, you can no longer say picnic because there's a racial history to that. Oh, yeah, can't say we're having a picnic today. It's got to be a celebration. That's being changed by schools. Who knew the history of it? And I wonder how many school districts are still reading Huckleberry Finn. You know what they would tell me, Dom, if we're off air? Look, you're right. Huckleberry Finn is the book, and it's growth of Huck seeing Jim as a real human being versus as a slave in the beginning and throughout the book. That's the point by Mark Twain. Oh, no. America doesn't want to read that. Can't be seeing that, you know, for the obvious reasons. But we can put in trash after trash and continue to degrade it. I wonder how many school districts still use Huckleberry Finn. I'm sure Cherry Hill East doesn't. Party like it's 1776. So we're supposed to say that anytime we reference an historical date, if somebody feels triggered, microaggressed, or victimhood status by that because of what the world was like at that point in time, then the mere mention of it is out of bounds and insensitive. 855-839-1210. And can you imagine now having to redesign? That's where I need your creativity. So what should the Cherry Hill prom tickets say since they can't party like 1776? What should be on the prom ticket as they head to the Constitution Center? Oh, I don't know. Maybe the First Amendment? No, can't put that sec. Don't call now and say now. Party like we're celebrating the Second Amendment. Can we celebrate the Constitution? Nope, you can't celebrate the Constitution for the obvious reasons. So the core document, the thing we live and die by, that could not be celebrated on this prom ticket. AT&T and Verizon Wireless, you just push #1210. I'm sure the diversity committee is moving right now to Cherry Hill East, working overtime, burning the midnight oil. I don't know the deadline of when the prom is. I'll have to look here and see that. But we need answers. We need help on this.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.